Yo, what's up, Manga Sensei? This. What's going on?
Hey, everybody, it's Manga Sensei, and we're going to be talking about something pretty cool today. So I recently came across this research, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about today on the podcast, as it fits right in with my theme. In fact, it inspired my theme for this week, which is words that may have a little more to them than you might initially think, such as we talked about yesterday with Genki. So today we're talking about the word sumimasen. And again, all these are really common, but I think it's good for people to know that there are many different levels of Japanese and many different parts of Japanese. So today we're talking about sumimasen. And sumimasen can mean many different things, and particularly how it is done in context. So if you're talking about, for example, that you want attention at a restaurant, or whether you're saying thank you, or whether you simply want to apologize for something, all of these are different things you can use with sumimasen. So let's jump into some example sentences. If I say something along the lines of, I want to apologize for not turning something in, I can say, for example, the teacher asked me, "Hai, shukudai o teishu shite kudasai." Be like, go ahead and turn in your homework. Be like, "Sumimasen, kyou mottekimasen deshita." Mottekimasen deshita is I didn't bring it in. Sumimasen, in this case, would, if we translate to English, would be I'm sorry. However, we see it as sumimasen in Japanese. Let me show you another example. If I'm at a restaurant and I want attention from the waiter, it's completely appropriate to call out loudly, usually while raising my hand, saying like, sumimasen. Sumimasen in that case would be, excuse me, and asking for the waiter. However, it's appropriate in Japanese culture to call out to them or else they don't know to come over. And they'll usually reply something along the lines, oh, sorry for keeping you waiting, omotesetashimashita, which is completely fine. The next one is if you are thanking somebody, and or usually if someone does something for you. So if someone comes and brings you a document and says, hey, here's that paper you asked for. So it'd be like, hai, sumimasen. And they would be, hai, pardon making you wait. And then you would usually reply, sumimasen. So sumimasen in that case means thank you. And then if you want to give over, or if you're getting up and giving someone your chair, you would say sumimasen, dozo. And you'd be getting their attention and then having them sit down, go ahead. So all of these different situations are implying something different in English, but in reality, in the Japanese, we're all using the same word. While they may have the same feeling some of the time where it's apologizing or saying thank you, because you're causing someone effort, you're asking that someone do something for you. Each of these different situations are translated differently in English. And that's the key point I really want to make with this week's videos, is that Japanese and English are different languages. And it's very dangerous if you want to really improve your Japanese, if you're always trying to directly translate from one language to another. And while there are some words that do translate over, these past 2 weeks I've been really trying to encourage and help people understand that Japanese is its own thing and that it should be learned in its own cultural context with its own information. However, with that, I am over on time. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you tomorrow. But until then, remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So let's make mistakes. Ja, mata asta.